Maine and Nebraska do something different with their electoral votes, unique to other states. That is, they allow their congressional districts to carry their own electoral vote. The 2nd District of Nebraska has an important role in a tight presidential race because it can deliver an electoral vote to a Democratic nominee in a state that will assuredly vote Republican. The recently released New York Times Siena College poll finds Vice President Kamala Harris expanding her previous lead over President Trump here to 9 percentage points, 51 to 42%. The Nebraska early voting period begins October 7th and carries through to Election Day. Lake Partners Research, polling for North Dakota Democrat Katrina Christensen, released the results of their latest survey that gives their client a fighting chance against first-term Republican Senator Kevin Cramer. The ballot test finds the senator holding a 49 to 40% lead, but the most troubling number for Mr. Cramer is his 38 to 44% upside-down mark with independents. Conversely, WPA Intelligence went into the field at a slightly later time than Lake Partners, with the same sample size, yet arrived at a wholly different tally. This survey posts the senator to a whopping 51 to 29% advantage. We will see which pollster is the more accurate at election time, but the WPAI result is much closer to recent North Dakota voter history. The Real Clear Politics U.S. Senate rating chart is making the toss-up category too widespread. In fact, 4 of the 6 rated toss-up campaigns should be in other categories. The 6 that RCP classifies as toss-ups are the Arizona and Michigan open races, and the incumbent contests for Florida Senator Rick Scott, and Democrats Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Bob Casey Jr. from Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin's Tammy Baldwin. The only races where the empirical and financial data could conceivably support a toss-up rating are for the Michigan and Ohio races, and even they at least tilt toward the Democratic candidate. For the Arizona, Scott, Casey, and Baldwin campaigns, it appears that Real Clear Politics did not give proper consideration to the recent polling data, resource imbalance, and historical voter performance. The Wisconsin campaign between Democratic Senator Baldwin and businessman Eric Hovde, for example, is attracting attention. The most recent surveys find the incumbent's lead ranging from as close as 1 point to as many as 7. The data reveals a tightening of the race. From September 16th through the 30th, 10 polls have been released, and while a senator leads in all, her margin is at 4 or fewer points in 8 of the 10 studies. In fact, in 6 of the 8, her lead is 3 points or less. Should this pattern continue well into October, this will be a race to watch on election night. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.